The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to episode 732 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. This is for the weekend of Friday, September 5th through Sunday, September 7th. This program airs on Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo on Fridays at noon. We encore it Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear this program anytime you want, starting Wednesday morning at your own leisure, by going to AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. So make sure you do that. And if you can't listen to the program on radio, you can listen to it on our diocesan website or WestTexasCatholic.org website anytime you want. This is for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's our 488th broadcast at our still relatively new-looking digs here in Southwest Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I'm also the editor of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. We have a lot of diocesan news that we need to talk about, so we're going to make this a news program for this week's edition of the program. There is no program next week on the radio because of the fall share-a-thon, but we will have a very truncated version for you at AmarilloDiocese.org and at WestTexasCatholic.org sometime around the middle of the week. But we also spend a lot of time besides telling you what's going on in our diocese by spending some time in prayer, and we'll do that starting right now. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, or the Communications Office of the Diocese of Amarillo. Been driving around a lot the last couple of weeks. I've seen some really beautiful corn, some really nice-looking sorghum, and the cotton crop is looking very, very well as well. So continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. I know they're getting some rains here and there, but we need a few more drops of rain on those crops. So please continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers, and may they get the rains they need to produce the yields that we hope they will later this fall. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the discerning, and the disturbed. Keep all those folks in your prayers. Also continue to please pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Please pray for our three fantastic seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego, and for the 8 men and their families who are discerning a vocation to the permanent deacon, that by the grace of God, those men will be ordained to the permanent diaconate during a Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral. We'll tell you more about that Mass as we draw ever so closer. Find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org is your one stop shop for everything and anything you want to know about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular radio program. As I mentioned in the preamble, we've got a lot going on in the Diocese of Amarillo. Schools are doing fundraisers, parishes are doing fundraisers, organizations are doing fundraisers. Tis the season. And the two big ones that we can tell you about in the month of September, the Treat fundraiser, which we'll have more details for you on here on Friday, September 12th, to benefit the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. and the 28th Annual Respect Life Banquet on Sunday, September 21st at the Amarillo Civic Center. Get your tickets for these two fundraisers and support these fundraisers and all of our organizations and schools as they try to raise much-needed funds during this time of the year. A reminder once again, there is no radio program next week here on Catholic Radio because of the Share-a-thon for the fall, but we will have a very truncated version for you on our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org, and at WestTexasCatholic.org as well. So please keep that in mind. Also, Monday morning, we will be dropping the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. That'll be happening on Monday, September 15th. I need to back up and go back a week. We're so used to monthly schedules, but sometimes we have 5 Sundays a month. So the next issue of the newspaper will be dropped as a flock note on Monday, September 15th. If you still need to get an advertisement in the newspaper, you have until Monday at 5 to get that ad to us. And if you have a story idea, photo idea, a golden jubilee to share with us, because that deadline is coming up on Thursday, September 11th at noon. And we'll talk more about golden jubilees in just a minute. And also a reminder, the paper is a digital publication. But if you have a shut-in and they would like to receive a hard copy of the newspaper, send us their information. Shut-ins get their papers absolutely free. Or if you're one of those that prefers to get your hands dirty reading a publication, and we get it. There are some of us that still like to get our hands dirty. Some of us that grew up with 8 newspaper ink the last 35 years or so. Well, anyway, we can get you a hard copy. That's a $25 subscription fee. You pay that to the Diocese of Amarillo. It does not come from your parish, or your parish does not pay for that anymore. You as individuals pay for those subscriptions now. So send a check payable to the Diocese of Amarillo Stub WTC subscription, mail it to P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117-5644. That's Diocese of Amarillo, P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117-5644. And don't forget, we have hard copies of the newspaper available at parishes while they last on a first-come, first-served basis. But if you can't find one at your parish and you're in the neighborhood, come by 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue in the Diocesan Pastoral Center. Come through the front door, turn to the left. You'll see a newsstand, and there are limited numbers of the newspapers there for those of you that want to get a hard copy of the paper and you did not get one at your local parish when the papers first came out. We try to update that stack every issue. We're 7 minutes into this week's program. Let's get started with some diocesan news. Do want to remind you that volunteers are still needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that really doesn't require a lot of time, according to Elma Fletcher. Training will be provided. If you're interested in learning more or volunteering, get in touch with Elma Fletcher. Telephone number 806-206-4496. 806-206-4496. You know, we're getting close to the end of the Jubilee Year of Hope. In fact, it comes to an end on Epiphany in January. Have you visited the 4 additional Pilgrimage of Hope locations in the Diocese of Amarillo? Well, the primary one is still the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. There are 4 other locations that you can go to as Pilgrimage of Hope locations. St. Lawrence Church at 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo represents the Central Deanery. Immaculate Heart of Mary at 411 Ware Avenue in Groom represents the East Deanery. Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin in Tulia, represents the South Deanery. And Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 Maddox and Dumas represents the North Deanery. Do want to remind you, you're running out of time to be a volunteer for the final Kobe Prison Retreat of 2025. That will take place at the Meckler Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice in Tulia on Thursday, September 18th through Saturday, September 20th, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon, a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry Team. Team formation meetings for this retreat will be offered. The final one is coming up on Tuesday evenings from 6:30 until 8:30 in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. In fact, that final Tuesday retreat will be on Tuesday, September 16th. So please make sure you make those team formation meetings. Deacon Darrell is seeking the support of 30 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement to make this retreat at the Meckler Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice in Tulia a reality. If you need to know more, you'd like to volunteer to be a team member on a Kobe retreat, get in touch with Deacon Darrell Dixon. Telephone number 806-290-8842. The Kobe Prison Ministry, a 501c3 organization. All donations are charitable donations for tax purposes, and those donations can be mailed to Kobe Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo, 79116. That address again, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo, 79116. Want to talk to the couples, the Catholic couples, of course, who have been married for 50 years. The West Texas Catholic wants to celebrate your Golden Jubilee in the Sunday, September 21st issue. Thursday, September 11th, the deadline to submit a photo and information to honor a couple married 50 years between July 1st, 1975 and September 30th, 1975. If you wish to participate, what we need from you is this. We need either a current photo of you two, or you can send us your wedding photo if you wish. We need you to write on a post-it note your names, the date and location of your wedding. Where do you go to church now? There is no charge for this service, but very importantly, no cell phone camera photos. They do not reproduce well in print. I don't want anybody looking bad in the newspaper. That's not fair. You can send those photos via email to westtexascatholic@gmail.com, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, a T at the end of West, one at the beginning of Texas. You can send it via regular mail to P.O. Box 5644 Amarillo 79117-5644, or you can bring it by the Pastoral Center during regular business hours at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. Please send a self-addressed stamped envelope with any mailed photos. We will make sure you get those back after the issue date. Also, on that post-it note we were telling you about, to include your information about your marriage, also put your name, address, phone number, and email address. If you need to know more, the Office of Communications is open 24 hours a day. We literally work around the clock. We do sleep every now and then. But you can call our office at 806-414-1075, 806-414-1075. We teased this at the beginning of the program. Let's talk about it one more time. The annual treat fundraiser to benefit the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, Friday, September 12th, 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., the Retreat Center Courtyard, 2100 North Spring. Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery with the Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ and Executive Director of the BDRC invites everyone to join them for a wonderful evening of fellowship and fun in their courtyard. And while you're there, embark with them on a culinary journey with three main dishes: grilled sirloin medallions, sherry chicken cutlets, and fillet of salmon with a lemon beret blanc. There's also going to be an action station with Bananas Foster and Cherries Jubilee, and maybe some other surprises as well. The Treat Fundraiser serves as the major fundraiser for the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. There's also going to be beverages, live and silent auctions, a Calcutta board, and entertainment from Patrick Swindell and Esquire Jazz. The tickets are $75 per person. Get those purchased now, and you can purchase them on the Retreat Center's website, bdrc.org/treat, bdrc.org/treat. Sponsors are needed for this fundraiser at four levels. The sponsorship levels at $10,000 for Seraphim, a Cherubim sponsorship for $5,000, Archangel at $2,500, and Angel at $1,000. Now, if you're among the many who support the ministry at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, Sister Elizabeth Ann is encouraging you to purchase tickets and or consider becoming a sponsor for the Treat fundraiser. As she puts it, and I'm going to quote her here on this, lives and hearts are transformed in this sacred space, so any and all support is greatly appreciated, end of quote. For additional information about the evening, sponsorship opportunities, or to donate an item to the silent auction, Get in touch with the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811, 806-383-1811. And after the break, we'll talk about a Kermes fundraiser coming up for Immaculate Conception Church in Perryton on Saturday, September 13th. But before we take that break, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for rain. We always pray for rain. We will never stop praying for rain on this particular program, and we encourage you to continue to pray for rain as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your holy child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Lady, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us recite a daily prayer with Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Mother Mary, intercede for us today. We turn to you, O Blessed Virgin, with hearts full of hope. Wrap us in your motherly embrace and carry our prayers to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. O Mary, Mother of Mercy, stand with us in our joys and struggles. Pray that our burdens may be lifted, our hearts filled with peace, and our souls strengthened by grace. You who trusted God completely, teach us to say yes to his will. Help us walk in faith with love in our hearts and courage in our steps. Holy Mary, pray for our families. Holy Mary, pray for our strength. Through your powerful intercession, may Jesus bless us abundantly today and always. Amen. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you for your support of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo and Catholic Radio in the Diocese as well. It's episode 732 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version for this 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't forget, as you go playing on the internet and go surfing around looking for things to read, make sure you bookmark AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. We bought back the WestTexasCatholic.org website a few months ago, finally. Now, when you go visit WestTexasCatholic.org, you're going to scroll down and to the left, you'll find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Go to the right of that. You'll find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to August 2009. To the right of that, you'll find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday morning, and we'll let you know about that in a Facebook post, okay? Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. Please bookmark our site, WestTexasCatholic.org, and if you haven't already, please bookmark AmarilloDiocese.org and visit them often. And we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. Let's get you back up to date with more in the way of diocesan news. Immaculate Conception Church in Perryton with their annual Kermes, or Jamaica, if you will. Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Leatherman Park at 398 South Jefferson in Perryton. The day includes a variety of food, including tacos, de carnitas, arepas, spiral potatoes, enchiladas, pambazos, gorditas, flautas, desserts, and funnel cakes. All kinds of great activities for kids of all ages. That includes a mechanical bull, and for the younger set, a small train and bounce houses, and lots of live music. Learn more about the Kermes to benefit Immaculate Conception Church by calling the parish at 806-435-3802. And the following day, there will be a Jamaica to benefit St. Juan Diego Church in Kittaquay at City Park down there. The 89th Annual Fall Convention of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women, the DCCW, coming up on Friday, October 17th, and Saturday, October 18th, at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington. Two major deadlines for the convention have been announced. One of them is coming up here really, really quick. Monday, September 15th, your deadline to nominate candidates for DCCW Woman of the Year. Deanery and parish presidents have the nomination forms, according to DCCW President Jeannie Friedel, and along with the nomination form, a 5x7 photo of the nominee, a letter from the parish priest, and a biography must be included. Now, you can send said nominations to Jeannie Friedel, that's Jeannie with two N's, Friedel with two D's and two L's, 2404 Julian Boulevard, Amarillo, Texas, 79102. Now, DCCW members are also selling ads, honorariums, memorials, and shout-outs for its annual convention program. Those ad costs a quarter page for $35, a half page for $75, and a full page for $125. The deadline to purchase an advertisement, by the way, is Wednesday, October 1st, so you need to start seriously considering that right now. Find out more about ads in the DCCW convention program by getting in touch with Susie Pena. Her telephone number, 806-676-6064, 806-676-6064. Theme of this year's convention is Believe in the Eucharist, Blessed, Broken, and Shared, and there'll be much more about the convention in the Sunday, September 21st issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Speaking of Monday, September 15th, that's the deadline to register for a day of training sponsored by the Diocesan Youth Office. At training on Saturday, September 20th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Conference Center at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. The training is open to all parishes who wish to form their own retreat teams for covenant team members interested in serving on the retreat team and young adults that would like to help with retreats, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman, who reminds folks that the Diocese of Amarillo encourages all four deaneries to host two retreats for its youth or one per cluster each school year. Each deanery is welcome to invite a retreat team group to assist with the retreat or put a group together from within their own parish. The Diocesan Youth Office continues to assist parishes that would like to host a cluster retreat with $350 in seed money, promotion, and general assistance to the host parish. Need to know more? Get in touch with Oscar Guzman. His telephone number, 806-383-2243, extension 118. That's at the Diocesan Pastoral Center. And again, it's 806-383-2243, extension 118. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ, the Light and Panhandle, continue their initiative for teens and young adults called Worship, Prayer, Movie Night. The next one for Catholics and non-Catholics alike is Friday, September 19th, starts at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul Circle. The evening begins with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith and the modern world. Again, Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to attend. If you need to know more, please call Sancta Maria Convent and Panhandle at 806-537-3182, 806-537-3182, and please put on your calendar Friday, November 21st. It's the 16th Harvest of Blessings Gala for the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light once again at Chateau east of Canyon. And again, if you need to know more about that, want to purchase tickets, want to help out, please give Sancta Maria Convent and those wonderful Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light a call at 806-537-3182. Knights of Columbus Council 8938 at San Jose Church in Hereford with its annual golf tournament Saturday, September 20th, 8 a.m., John Pittman Golf Course at 400 South Main in Hereford. Format for the tournament, a two-person scramble. Entry fee $100 per person, $200 for a two-person team, which includes a grab-and-go meal at the turn. There's a longest drive hole, a closest to the pin hole, and on one hole, golfers will be able to take a skirt shot. There's door prizes and player goodie bags as well. Need to know more? Please call Grand Knight Edward Fuentes, 806-340-8657, 806-340-8657. You can also call the Pro Shop at John Pittman Golf Course for more details at 806-363-7139. The registration limited to the first 40 paid teams. Checks can be made payable to Knights of Columbus Council 8938, and T-Box sponsorships are available at $150 apiece. We teased this in the last segment, or the opening segment. Let's bring it up again. Tickets still available for the 28th Annual Respect Life Banquet, Sunday, September 21st in the Heritage Room of the Amarillo Civic Center at 401 South Buchanan here in Amarillo. Dr. John Bruchalski, a former abortionist who now has a medical practice which operates as the largest fully pro-life OB-GYN in the nation, will be the keynote speaker at this year's banquet, which benefits the Family Life Office for the Diocese of Amarillo. Now, the banquet starts with social hour at 4:30 p.m. You've seen 4 o'clock. It's actually 4:30 p.m., okay? With dinner served at 5:30. Tickets are $75 per person, $135 per couple, or $750 for a sponsored table of eight and get you a prime rib dinner catered by the Big Texan Steak Ranch. The deadline to make these reservations, Friday, September 12th, 5 p.m. RSVP to amarillodiocese.org/respect-life-banquet-1. If you have not seen or heard Dr. John Bruchalski, I encourage you to go to stcapn@dioama.org and watch the last two podcasts of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Great speaker. He's going to bring a great message to us in Amarillo on Sunday, September 21st. For more information about the evening, to make a reservation, or to donate items for the silent and live auctions, get in touch with Anna Mendoza in the Diocesan Family Life Office. Her telephone number is 806-414-1059. That's 806-414-1059. Also, on Sunday, September 21st, it's the annual Jamaica to benefit Sacred Heart of Jesus Church in Spearman. That'll be again Sunday, September 21st on Main Street in Spearman. A number of vendors will be selling a variety of food and beverages, great live music from a couple of bands, and also playing music DJ Pelon. There's also going to be a 3v3 Jamaica basketball tournament at Spearman Junior High School at 315 West 5th Avenue. Tournament's open to all adults and those 14 years of age and older. A $20 registration fee per player, but your deadline to get registered is Sunday, September 14th. To register a team or for additional details, you can call 806-886-8714. There's also going to be a raffle with the top prize, $1,500 cash, second prize, $500 cash, third prize, a $250 gas card. Tickets for the drawing are $5 apiece. Learn more about the Jamaica by calling the parish office at Sacred Heart of Jesus Church in Spearman. The telephone number, 806-659-2166, 806-659-2166. A lot of people purchase tickets for the annual raffle to benefit the Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC, and the 2027 World Youth Day Diocesan Delegation. Well, those tickets will be available starting Monday, September 15th. They're $10 each. The drawing takes place 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 10th, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. Top prize in the drawing, 4 tickets to the Los Angeles Chargers-Dallas Cowboys game, Sunday, December 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. There are other great prizes, including an Apple iPad Air, a 55-inch television, an Apple smartwatch, a 1-cup Keurig coffee maker, and an Echo Dot. Tickets for the drawing can be purchased online at covenantteen.com/annual-raffle by using a credit card or Venmo. You can also purchase them starting Monday, September 15th at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue during regular business hours. If you need to know more about the 2026 DCYC raffle, which also benefits the 2027 Diocesan Delegation attending World Youth Day, get in touch with Oscar Guzman at the Diocesan Pastoral Center. His telephone number, 806-383-2243, extension 118, 806-383-2243, extension 118. We're not done with youth news. We're going to get to more in the way of Diocesan youth news about a couple of mini rallies coming up later this month and in October. Cannot believe it's already September. We'll talk about those, but before we do anything with that, we'll pray to St. Michael the Archangel, and that all happens after the break as we continue with episode 732 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we also thank you for your support of Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us recite a prayer to Our Lady of the Holy Eucharist, Queen of the Llano Estacado, a prayer that was originally composed for the remembrance of the Eucharistic Congress in the Diocese of Amarillo at the close of the 75th anniversary of our diocese. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Mary, our model of faith, you gave the human origins to Christ, your Son, our Redeemer. O Mother of our Savior, you built up Christ's physical body as Mother and continued this role in his mystical body, the Church. Lead us to the Eucharist of your Son so that we might live his word. lead us to God our Father, thanking Him for all His gifts, especially His Son and the Holy Spirit. Lead us to being transformed into the Jesus we receive, worshiping Him as Son of God in His real presence in the Blessed Sacrament. O Mary, You are the first and best believer and disciple of Jesus. Lead us to recognize the Holy Eucharist as the way to healing, reconciliation, reparation, and renewal, and unity in our Church. Your Son, through the Church, teaches us that the Holy Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. May we be a Church centered in the Eucharist, in our marriages and our families, our parishes and our religious communities, our Diocese of Amarillo, and in the whole universal Church. O Mary, I am wholly yours. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. One of the best Catholic organizations in the Diocese of Amarillo are the great men who make up the Knights of Columbus. The Knights of Columbus were founded in 1882 on the principles of charity, unity, and fraternity. Men from all over the world, young and old, worked together to support local parishes and communities, growing in their Catholic faith and putting it into practice. If we were to list all the many things that the Knights of Columbus do and have done here in the Diocese of Amarillo, we'd be here for quite a while. As a member, you get exclusive access to their top-quality portfolio of insurance and retirement products, backed by ethical and faith-first business practices that can help secure your family's future and give you peace of mind. If you're interested in helping those in need, serving your local parish, growing in your faith with the support of Catholic brothers, or having access to top-rated insurance protection for your family, then the Knights of Columbus is the organization for you. You can find out more about the Knights of Columbus in the Diocese of Amarillo by contacting any parish and asking for information about the Knights of Columbus Grand Knight, men who make a difference every day. The Knights of Columbus in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us spend a minute in prayer to Saint Peregrine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O great Saint Peregrine, you have been called the Mighty, the Wonder Worker, because of the numerous miracles which you have obtained from God for those who have had recourse to you. For so many years you bore in your own flesh this cancerous disease that destroys the very fiber of our being, and who had recourse to the source of all grace when the power of man could do no more. You were favored with the vision of Jesus coming down from his cross to heal your affliction. Ask of God and Our Lady the cure of the sick whom we entrust to you, and we pray for all those who are sick that need this prayer. Aided in this way by your powerful intercession, we shall sing to God now and for all eternity a song of gratitude for his great goodness and mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We begin the second half of episode 732 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version for this 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reminder once again, no radio program on Catholic Radio next weekend because of the fall share-a-thon, but we will have a truncated version of this program for you on AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. Look for the Facebook announcement coming up next week telling you more about that. And if you haven't already, make sure you like us on Facebook, Roman Catholic Diocese of Amarillo, so we can keep you up to date with all kinds of news we try to post there a couple of days a week. Would love to get to a daily routine. We're working on it, okay? If you would please assume an attitude of prayer before we talk more about diocesan youth and the mini rallies that are coming up, let us pray to Saint Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news. All diocesan youth in the North Deanery and East Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to attend youth mini rallies that are coming up this month and in October. We'll start with the one coming up Sunday, September 28th at Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox in Dumas. A youth mini rally for the North Deanery starts up at 11:30 a.m. Sunday, September 28th. That'll be in the parish's pastoral center. Cost of that mini retreat is $10 per person. Immaculate Heart of Mary Church at 411 Ware Avenue in Groom will be hosting a youth mini rally for the East Deanery Saturday, October 18th, beginning at 1:30 p.m. No charge, by the way, for the Groom mini rally. Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman, who's getting a lot of run on this program this week, puts it this way, and I quote, "These mini rallies will focus on the truth about the truth. This will include discussions on objective truth versus subjective truth. We hope youths in the North and East Deaneries of the Diocese will join us in Groom and Dumas and be enlightened by the truth during this Jubilee Year 2025 celebration," end quote. Youths planning to attend must register with their parish group, according to Guzman. And if you need to know more about the Dumas and Groom Youth Mini Rallies, get in touch with Oscar Guzman. His telephone number 806-383-2243, extension 118. You can also find out more at amarillodiocese.org/deanery-mini-retreats, or get in touch with your parish priest or your youth leader at your parish. The youth group at St. Anthony of Padua Church in Dalhart with its 14th annual Broad Trot 5K and 1 mile fun run Saturday, October 18th, starts at 9 a.m. in the south parking lot of People's Church at 1929 Apache Drive. Now, early registration is continuing through Wednesday, October 1st at $25 per person, or $2 for $40. That guarantees participants, by the way, a t-shirt. After October 1st registration, $30 per person, or $2 for $50. Participants can register online at stanthony-dalhart.org. You can also register by picking up a registration form in the parish office during regular business hours at St. Anthony of Padua Church at 1306 Oak Avenue, or through the Broad Trot event page on Facebook. Trophies will be awarded to the top male and female winners in the 5K, medals awarded to first and second place finishers in each age category. And all of you first place winners, you'll be the envy of your friends. You're going to be receiving a pair of sausage-themed socks. Age categories include under 13, 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, and for us folks, 60 and older. Need to know more? Get in touch with St. Anthony of Padua Youth Director Jared Alamo. His telephone number, 806-244-4128, 806-244-4128. The tradition continues. It's the theme of the annual Fall Carnival to benefit St. Mary's Cathedral School. Saturday, October 4th on the Cathedral and School grounds at 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Carnival hours 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Admission absolutely free, according to Carnival Chairperson Kyla Beattie. Preceding the Carnival kickoff, a 5K and fun run starting at 9 a.m. Entry fee $25 per person. The day will feature a number of activities including carnival games, a free throw contest, cake walk and toy walk, bounce houses, bingo, silent auction, and yes, an abundance of food from the Mexican cafe and sweet shop, which are long-standing traditions at this particular carnival. Tickets are also now available for a raffle taking place during the carnival. The tickets are $25 each. First prize, a $20,000 Visa gift card. Second prize, a $3,000 Visa gift card. And third prize, a $1,000 Visa gift card. 37 additional Visa gift cards between $75 and $400 will also be awarded. Now, should there be all 4,000 tickets not sold, prizes will be based on the percentage of tickets sold. The raffle could also take place earlier if all 4,000 tickets are sold before October 4th, according to Beattie. So that's your call, folks. Go get tickets for this raffle, okay? Tickets for the drawing can be purchased from any St. Mary's Cathedral School family or at the school at 1200 South Washington during regular business hours. Now, at this time, they are also looking for sponsors for this year's carnival, and they have several different levels for that. First off, you have the platinum sponsorships at $2,000 apiece. Gold sponsors are $1,000 each. Silver sponsors, $500 apiece. Bronze sponsors, $350 each. And game sponsors are $150 apiece. For additional details about the annual St. Mary's Cathedral School Carnival, go on online to stmarysamarillo.org, or you can call the school office again during regular business hours, 806-376-9112. The Divine Mercy Cenacle at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo invites everyone, and includes you, to attend a celebration of the feast day of St. Faustina, Sunday, October 5th from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. St. Thomas parishioner Eileen Giustino says that the day will include a beautiful celebration with deacons Daryl Dixon and Mark White leading adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, followed by a reflection on St. Faustina and the devotion to the Divine Mercy. Michael Byersmith, St. Thomas Director of Music Ministries, will sing and play the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Need to know more about this celebration of the feast day of St. Faustina at St. Thomas the Apostle Church? Please call the parish office during regular business hours at St. Thomas, 806-358-2461, 806-358-2461, St. Faustina, pray for us. Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, they need golfers for its second Fairway of Hopes Golf Tournament, Saturday, October 18th on the Mustang Course at Ross Rogers Golf Course at 722 Northwest 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. The entry fee, $600 for a team of four golfers. That price includes a catered lunch for all golfers and sponsors. Sponsorships are available as well for anyone that is wishing to be a sponsor in this tournament. And it's a four-man scramble, and all proceeds will benefit Catholic Charities. Sponsorship levels, Ace for $15,000, Albatross for $10,000, Eagle for $5,000, Birdie for $2,500, and Par for $1,000. T-Box sponsors, $125 apiece. Find out more by getting in touch with Yara Haddad at Catholic Charities. Her telephone number, 806-376-4571. Friday, October 10th, your deadline to register for Buff Awakening 30, presented by the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University, and set for Friday, October 24th through Sunday, October 26th. Buff Awakening 30, the annual retreat for all college-age youth to attend, according to Father Alvin Schuma, the chaplain and director at the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M. It's been a part of campus ministry for about 30 years there in Canyon. He says, Father Schuma does, that the retreat hosted by college peers for their peers is one, if not the most memorable moment for many college students. This three-day retreat is not only life-changing, but a way for college-age students to embrace their faith and be challenged to grow. And Father Alvin is also inviting all students from Amarillo College, Frank Phillips College in Borger, and Clarendon College to join the students from the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University for this year's Awakening Retreat. Any and all college students are invited to attend Buff Awakening 30. Learn more about Buff Awakening 30 by calling the CSC, 806-655-4345. Not one, but two meals coming up in Canadian the weekend of Saturday, October 19th and Sunday, October 19th. It's the annual Canadian Fall Foliage Festival, and the two meals will be served at Canadian Elementary School at 500 Dogwood. Now, on the 18th, the parish youth will be selling breakfast burritos starting at 6:30 in the morning, and then follow that up with a meal from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. The following day, breakfast burritos will be sold once again at 6:30 a.m., followed by the annual Mexican Pylon dinner beginning at 11 a.m. Learn more about these festivals and or these activities in conjunction with the Canadian Fall Foliage Festival by calling Sacred Heart Church in Canadian, 806-323-6608, 806-323-6608. That brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for much-needed vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. And we'll get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news. In fact, we'll talk about the annual chicken dinner coming up at St. Martin de Porres Church in Amarillo. That's all coming up in our final segment of episode 732 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. And we thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo and supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to free 1,000 souls from purgatory. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls from purgatory each time it is said. The prayer was later extended to include living sinners as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer Thee the most precious blood of Thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have begun a new school year in the Diocese of Amarillo, and it's not too late to get your kids, your grandkids, your nieces or nephews, a better education in Catholic schools. Catholic schools provide the best education you can give your children. Don't believe me? Go visit a Catholic school near you and find out much more about how you can be a part of a great Catholic school community. We have 5 outstanding Catholic schools in the Diocese of Amarillo. 3 of those are here in Amarillo. We have, first off, the only Catholic secondary school in the Diocese of Amarillo, Holy Cross Catholic Academy. They're at 4110 South Bonham here in Amarillo. The principal is Craig Logan. You can reach them during regular business hours at 806-355-9637. There's St. Joseph's School, 4118 South Bonham here in Amarillo, just down the street from Holy Cross Catholic Academy. Their telephone number, 806-359-1604. Angie Seidenberger is the principal at St. Joseph's School. Across town, we have St. Mary's Cathedral School, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Their telephone number, 806-376-9112. Kim Lackey is the principal at St. Mary's Cathedral School. We also have Catholic schools in Dowhart and in Hereford. We'll start in Dowhart. St. Anthony of Padua School at 410 East 13th Street in Dowhart. The telephone number 806-244-4811. The principal there is Shea Battenhorst. And in Hereford, we have St. Anthony School at 120 West Park Avenue in Hereford. Telephone number 806-364-1952. Linda Gonzalez is the principal there. You will not find a better education anywhere except in a Catholic school. Find out more at a Catholic school. Call the schools we just mentioned. Ask for a tour of the school. Ask the questions you have about Catholic education and get your children, grandchildren, nieces, or nephews signed up for the best educational experience they'll ever have in Catholic schools in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for the Holy Family. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, who are pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity, and so in the joy of your house delight one day in eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The final segment of episode 732 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for your support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo and your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. A reminder, no radio program next week on Catholic Radio because of the annual Fall Share-a-thon, but we will have a truncated version of this program for you at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org, dropping sometime Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll let you know more about that in our daily Diocesan Facebook post. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. And after that, we will pray a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. And don't forget to please pray for our three great seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything and anything you want to know about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. We also ask that you continue to pray for the 8 men and their families who are discerning a vocation to the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo, who are scheduled to be ordained by the grace of God to the permanent diaconate during a Saturday, December 6th Mass at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. And we'll tell you more about that as we draw ever so closer. I want to remind you about Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM and 94.5 FM, KDJW, and on a low-power FM at 105.5 FM, KHFNLP in Nazareth. Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo is brought to you by you. In layman's terms, this is your Catholic radio station, folks. Your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings, those things continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 20th year serving you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. Now, if you haven't done so already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. If you'd like to know more about being a monthly donor to GRN, go directly online to grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings. We pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. And also, please don't forget to visit AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. We bought that WestTexasCatholic.org website back from the dead a few months ago. When you visit WestTexasCatholic.org, scroll down to the left. You're going to find a link for the latest edition of your diocesan newspaper, the West Texas Catholic. To the right of that, there's a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to when we came back to this job 16 years ago in August of 2009. To the right of that, you're going to find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted Wednesday or Thursdays. We send out a Facebook post to let you know when it goes up so you can hear it anytime you want. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you're going to find a place to sign up for Flocknote so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. Again, please bookmark our site, westtexascatholic.org, and our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org, and visit them often. And we thank you for your support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. One more run through Diocesan News, and we'll start at St. Martin de Porres Church here in Amarillo. They invite everyone to join them for its annual chicken dinner Sunday, October 19th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's in the parish hall at the corner of Northwest 16th and Adams. Adult meal tickets, $15 a piece, $5 each for children 12 and under. The menu includes fried chicken with all the trimmings. There's also the dinner is dine in and carry out. And during the dinner, there's going to be a raffle. The tickets are $5 each for that raffle. Prizes for the raffle include a barbecue grill and a television set. Need to know more about the annual chicken dinner to benefit St. Martin de Porres Church here in Amarillo? Get in touch with Robin Woolsey. His telephone number 806-672-7211. 806-672-7211. The 44th annual Oktoberfest to benefit St. Anthony of Padua School in Dalhart, Sunday, October 19th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Rita Blanca Coliseum at 1219 West Farm to Market 281 in Dalhart. As in years past, this year's dinner, dine-in and drive-through, according to St. Anthony of Padua principal Jay Battenhorst. Tickets for the meal, $15 apiece. You can get them now from any St. Anthony of Padua school student or at the school office. The Oktoberfest meal includes authentic German sausage with all the trimmings, German sausage and sour sauerkraut will also be sold in bulk. Oktoberfest was first celebrated at St. Anthony of Padua School in 1982. In 2009, the St. Anthony Home and School Association added a new element to the event, a live and silent auction. Among the items that have been auctioned in the past include farm and ranch supplies, trips, dinners, meat, jewelry, home decor, and gift certificates. And these auctions have helped pay for curriculum, technology, a gym floor in the Parish Life Center, playground equipment and turf for the school playground, and many other things. Now this year, the silent auction will take place on the day of the meal. That will end at 2 p.m. And when that ends, the live auction will begin. There's also going to be a drawing in conjunction with Oktoberfest. The tickets are $1 each. They'll be sold at the event, and you can purchase them from any St. Anthony of Padua student right now. If you need to know more about Oktoberfest, call St. Anthony of Padua School 806-244-4811. We are looking so forward to having Carlos Cardenas joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, later this month. He will be the keynote speaker at the 14th annual Red Mass, Tuesday, October 21st, 6:30 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, here in Amarillo. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich will be the principal celebrant and homilist, and all priests from the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to can celebrate with Bishop Zurich, and all deacons are invited to assist this Mass. Following the Mass and Carlo Cardenas's keynote speech, a reception with heavy hors d'oeuvres and cocktails will follow in the Monsignor Smyer Reception Room. Judges, lawyers, public officials, law faculty members, and all of us are invited to both the Mass and the reception. If you need to know more about the 14th Red Mass coming up on Tuesday, October 21st, get in touch with Audie Scumbato in Hereford, 806-364-2626. And there's a lot more in the way of diocesan news at amarillodiocese.org and at westtexascatholic.org. Have yourselves a fantastic week. No radio show next week, website only. And remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.